A congressional scorecard offers the federal workforce a glimpse at voting records ahead of the November election. The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association released its 114th Congress scorecard. How did the presidential candidates and your representatives vote on federal workforce bills? To find out, Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller talked with reporter Meredith Summers.
Meredith, this is an annual scorecard that NARF puts out. Tell us about what they found this year.
This is the latest scorecard in a line of scorecards for NARF dating back to the 97th Congress. This one is the 114th. The association does this every 2 years, and this is a big one because it's during a presidential election year. And this is also the first time the report has included the voting records of presidential and vice presidential candidates. NARF looks at the bills that are important to the association, so we're talking about federal workforce and retirees. And this year's scorecard includes 10 House votes, which is the most House votes NARF has scored since the scorecard started, and 5 Senate votes.
It's interesting, you know, 5 Senate, 10 House. So the House has always been much more active on Capitol Hill. It's interesting that there's been such a big difference, though. What did the report say about the candidates specifically?
So according to the scorecard, Hillary Clinton, who served as a New York senator from 2001 to 2009, had a 100% lifetime record. Clinton's running mate, Senator Tim Kaine, who's a Democrat from Virginia, also had a 100% lifetime record since he took office in 2012. So the presidential candidates, because they're the presidential candidates, looked at whenever they served in office. But this, the overall scorecard is just for this most recent 114th Congress. Now, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has never served in public office, but his vice presidential candidate, Governor Mike Pence, a Republican from Indiana, served as a representative from 2001 to 2012, and he has a 0% lifetime record. NARF members will get this scorecard in their association magazine later this month, and it will include Hillary Clinton's answers to a questionnaire that the association sent to her campaign. They sent it to both campaigns, but Jessica Clement, she's NARF's legislative director, said multiple attempts to Trump's camp have resulted in no response.
It's interesting she actually got a response from Hillary Clinton's camp. It's the beginning of them recognizing the federal workforce and the importance of, if you will, making nice to the federal workforce, which many, many Democrats have done over the years.
Jessica Clemens said the Clinton's responses will be just printed verbatim, and it goes on a range of NARF issues, which, again, goes back to, like you said, retirees, federal workforce employees.
I'm sure it's something we'll link to. We'll be very interested in those responses as well as we're covering the election as well. We're talking with Meredith Summers, Federal News Radio reporter. Talk a little bit about what this scorecard showed about Congress, because that's really where most of this votes happened.
So a majority of the bills relate to budget appropriations, though NARF highlighted the Government Reform and Improvement Act, the Retail Investor Protection Act, and the disapproving DOL fiduciary rule as legislation that's important to its members. And now, based on NARF's scoring, voting fell mostly along party lines, with the majority of Democrats agreeing with NARF's position on the various bills, while Republicans did not support as many NARF legislative positions. In terms of states, California, Maryland, which we know has a lot of federal employees living there, Massachusetts, and Connecticut all had high scores compared to states like Texas, Indiana, and Alabama. And Jessica Clemens said that overall, higher scores on the NARF's voting scorecard tend to skew more toward where states that have a lot of federal employees living there, or there's offices, that kind of thing. Here's Clement.
10, 15 years ago, federal employees wasn't such a partisan issue the way it has become nowadays. You know, you had your members of Congress who represented federal employees who tend to be more favorable to our issues and that of retirees as well, a lot like transportation, right? It's the Transportation Committee. It's a very nonpartisan, bipartisan, you know, committee, places where folks were just trying to get, you know, transportation infrastructure carried out in their state. Federal employees would be similar. It's becoming, Congress itself is becoming a lot more polarized. And I think federal employees and retiree issues are becoming more polarized as well. I think our issues trend with the nature of Congress.
That was NARF's legislative director, Jessica Clement. Now, a few of Federal News Radio's familiar faces, like Jason Chaffetz, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, he got a 16% overall score. Elijah Cummings, who's the ranking member of that same committee and a Democrat from Maryland, had a 100% score. John McCain, a senator from Arizona, had 44%. And Martha McSally, who's also from Arizona, had a 50% score, which is one of the highest for Republicans. So again, kind of on party lines.
Now, when you talk about the states getting scores, these are states based on their representatives and or senators. This is not the state itself.
Right. This went down the list of every single congressional member and looked at all these 10 or all these 15 bills and had a check mark or an X based on where the Congress member voted, whether it was in favor of NARF's position or not. And then you could look at the average of across the board, just for this session and over time, a lifetime record. So that's where you get someone like Hillary Clinton, 100%, or Jason Chaffetz at 16%.
So NARF members, federal employees more broadly, what can they take from the scorecard?
I asked that same question to Jessica Clement, and here's what she said.
But if I'm, you know, the average NARF member in a state, I'm not sure how I'm going to vote, or I don't always vote the party lines, or I don't really know my member of Congress. Like, I think the scorecard very easily puts things at your fingertips to help you, to guide you in the voting booth, you know. Not all 10 of those House votes are going to be important to every NARF member, right? So which one is important to you? Which one do you stand out? How did your member of Congress vote on that one or those two or those three? For me, I look at this, and the most egregious is easily the budget vote from last year. It's a budget that took $318 billion from a constituency that has already given $120 billion. The previous year's budget from a different budget chairman was $125 billion. Now, 2.5 times more sacrifice from the federal workforce at a time when they've already given $120 billion. How did my member of Congress vote when the House tried to take $318 billion away from me as a federal employee or a federal retiree? That budget took aim at pay, it took aim at benefits, it took aim at the TSP, it took aim at FEHBP. That, to me, is the one that I would look at if I was a retiree, particularly one that was worried about my FEHBP coverage in retirement.
That was Jessica Clement, legislative director of NARF. So anyone can go to NARF's website and check out the scorecard. If you're a member, you'll be able to read about it in their magazine. We will also post it online when it comes out to see where their state and their representative voted.
And when you go through all the different key votes that the House and the Senate looked at, specifically the House, since there was 10 of them, is the biggest one, looks like one of the biggest ones is around both budget, but also Veterans Affairs. Do you get a sense of if there are any trends in terms of what types of legislation that NARF really focused on?
Yeah, it was definitely budget. Like Jessica had said, there's, you know, the one from last year that took away $318 billion. NARF's recommendation is, hey, look at the bills that are important to you, and we hope that you can use this scorecard as well if you're a little bit undecided.
It's interesting. None of this is all that surprising. You expect almost like the Democrats to get a higher voting record, a higher percentage than the Republicans. But what's interesting when you look at the Senate votes, this is what's surprising to me at least, every vote's a budget vote except for the disapproving DOL fiduciary role. You had the fiscal year 2016 budget resolution continuing appropes, bipartisan budget act continuing appropes. It's like almost like the Senate took on no federal workforce issues, retiree issues in the 114th Congress.
Right. It was a lot of appropriations in the House, and that's where, you know, you start going into what the federal agencies are going to be getting in their budget, and that trickles down to federal employees.
And we see that all the time, obviously, on Federal News Radio, what people are most interested in, a lot of deal with budgets and pay and benefits. This is a fascinating scorecard. As you said, we have this linked up to on federalnewsradio.com. People can find it there. Meredith, thanks for that great update.
Thanks, Jason.